Ah, good evening, traveler. And welcome to the Penumbra. Take your seat, please. Take your seat. The junction lies just ahead, traveler. If you'll allow me just a moment. Well, next stop? I suppose that is the question, isn't it? Given the choice, dear traveler, where would you go? Above stands a metropolis of corruption. Below, a promise of paradise. Above lies a place racked by spasms of change, and below, there is silence and stillness. So if given the choice, dear traveler, where would you go? Above, to Hyperion City, or below, to the Free Dome? Our next stop? Juno Steel in the Promised Land.
Lightheaded and punch drunk with a gun in my back and some bad, really just terrible, awful breath on my neck.
Why don't you step a little faster, P.I.? Something gives me the impression we're running out of time, see?
It's honestly hard not to wonder how the hell I got here. And I don't even mean in this stupid tunnel leading to the Free Dome, I mean in general. It's just a hell of a time to decide you're too pissed to die, right before you're probably gonna die. And I got a lot of excuses. Sure, my mother, my brother, all that junk that happened in the HCPD with Diamond and Captain Hijikata, but if I'm being honest with myself, I've always been this way. From minute one. My name's Juno Steel. I'm a private eye, and you know, I got in my first fight when I was 3 years old. It was with my brother, Ben Zaiten Steel, Benton for short. Ben, if you're in trouble and you need to get away quick. I don't remember what it was about, even, which is, I guess, how things go with old pointless arguments like this. A toy or something. It was before Andromeda, so it was probably one of the turbos. Anyway, I socked him right in the eye. He teared up and looked at me, at the face so like his and so different, and he socked me right back in the same eye. Ben would never start anything like that. He was too happy, but he'd defend himself if I got out of line. Plus, things always had to be fair with him, equal, balanced. An eye for an eye, I guess. Mom must have pulled us apart soon after. Even in her good days, she wouldn't have been close enough to stop it before it started, but she would have cared. I might not remember the fight very well, but I remember Mom pulling us apart. Taking a few hits herself. I remember her shaking us until we stopped fighting and started crying. And I remember her forcing us to look at one another, and I remember her shouting. She sounded scared. I didn't like that.
Stop it! Damn it, I told you to stop it! Just knock it off, you little morons. You want to get flattened, you go lie down in the road. You don't do it to each other. Oh, God damn it. Don't cry. Not now. Don't. Okay. Okay, Benton. Juno. You can't do this. You can't fight. People, they're nasty. They'll chew you up and spit you out if you aren't. Don't cry. That's just the truth. Live with it. Listen. If you want to live out there, you need someone to live for. You need someone else so that when you're not tough enough, they can be. So that right when you want to give up, you remember you can't. Because you've got someone better than you to worry about. And that's what you are to me. I love you, my little monsters.
Did she see what was on the horizon even then? see what person she was going to become. I hope so. God damn it, I hope so. And I hope she hated every second of it. But she might have been right. How would I know? I've been chewing through people to fight for my whole life. Ma, Ben, Diamond, Nureyev. You burn through that many people and it gets harder and harder to fight off the idea that maybe they aren't the reason you keep running out of people to fight for. Maybe it's you. Maybe it's me. Because it's always been about me, hasn't it? Every case, every good deed, they've just been so I'd feel better. Just fighting for myself. Maybe it's me.
Hey, Deep Space Cadet. I'm talking to you.
Huh?
Isn't anyone paying attention? I'm holding the most important find of the last 200 years in my hands, and she's on her radio. You're in La La Land, and your friend is just staring at me.
Pretty sure that counts as paying attention.
Well, stop it.
Then what do you...
Not that it matters. With a dome in my hands, I can't be touched. Not by radiation, by the elements, by anything. And I gotta tell you, pals, that's a hell of a feeling. Just imagine me riding in like this when I win the election. A force of nature. Invincible.
You're awful confident, given that we haven't seen that dome do anything yet.
Oh, I'm not worried about that, buddy. It's just like Marshall Dark said. You gotta have faith.
Testing Chamber 2. The test of faith.
Just like that.
Let me tell you, my faith was tested long before we ever stepped through that stupid door. How could it not be? I'd had a gun pointed at me for 3 days straight. My blood had just been sucked out and shot back in at record speed. And then there was Pilot. I hated to admit it, but there was something almost divine about them. Holding that dome. The sky projecting from that orb like they were shooting it from their hands. The bubble of plasma surrounding them. Strange light adding an unearthly shifting sheen to their shiny lips. Their contoured cheeks. Whether or not they were invincible, they definitely looked it. The testing room was less impressive. It looked like somebody had left a football field and a chessboard alone with a bottle of liquor and waited for some mistakes to happen. A huge grid of tiles, so many it made my head hurt looking at the endless lines of them ahead.
Oh, goody. There he is again.
Hi. Hey. It's Marshall. Dark? Who else would it be? Whatever. All right. So, where the hell are y'all? What was the last one? I said I'd give you what? The dome sample? Are you kidding, Dark?
Does this feel really weird to anybody else?
Yeah, but they all have.
It's a distraction. Part of the test. Obviously.
Whatever, whatever. You've got it now, I guess. So, test of faith. Something to do with the dome sample? Let's see. Recording's ticking down. Audio files you can't read over. Jesus, Ma, what a joke! Alright, fine. Test of faith. You gotta do whatever I say exactly, right? That's how you prove you can be faithful. That you're gonna listen when I tell you to do something. That you're not just gonna run out, Malvin. Here's what I want you to do. Walk straight. That's it. Easy, right? Just hold the dome and walk straight. No matter what. You hear me? No matter what. And if you know what's good for you, you'll listen. Marshall out.
Genius. It's completely genius.
It is?
In order to demand faith, you have to create a lack of it. So far, D'Arc has been correct at every turn. If he just gave us direct orders, we'd have no reason to distrust him. So he makes himself sound unreliable. Genius.
That seems like kind of a leap, Mix Pereira. That's really enough to get you to walk across there?
If you want to be successful, only two things matter in this galaxy. Luck and who you know. I've got some of the former. And as for the latter, I have you. You're coming with me.
Oh, hell no. If you want one of us, pilot, you take me. You might need her later.
Juno.
Need her for what? This is the last test. You've had your insides handled just as roughly as I have, P.I. You can barely stand up. I wouldn't take you down the street.
But...
Stop it. I'm going.
Alessandra.
I'm the survival specialist. That's why I'm here, isn't it? Rely on me. Stop trying to do it all alone and stick to where your edge is. My edge is out there. You do see yours, don't you?
She means your eye.
I turned around and saw the piranha staring at me, running the tip of her tongue on her thin, scarred lips. I hadn't even thought she could hear us. The thought of using the Thea scared me, to be honest. With every update, the Thea Spectrum could do more and more, make me see better and shoot faster and detect harder. Barely 20 minutes ago, it had solved the test of charity for me, saved my life, probably. But it did that by walking up to my body's steering wheel and shoving me out of the way. I didn't want to do that again. Not if I could help it.
She's right, Juno.
But
then there you go. Plan settled. He takes the comms, she takes the comms, and he gives her directions as we walk. Now let's move.
Juno.
Yeah, I'm on it.
That's a good PI. Just call him up and let him know if there's anything they ought to look out for. And I'll let you know if you've stepped out of line. See?
Pilot squeezed on the orb in their hand and the dome disappeared for a moment. Alessandra stepped close to them. They squeezed again and both of them were swallowed by that glowing bubble of light.
Remember, perfectly straight.
You said it 2 seconds ago. I've got it. Thanks.
They took a few tentative steps out. The tiles next to them flipped over, and we got a good look at what lay underneath the floor. I could have seen it before they stepped on it, but... I... didn't?
Error. Cannot access scanning protocol without user permission.
Strong, look out!
Oh. Stay still!
Alessandra! Alessandra, no! Damn it!
Not bad.
The dust settled, and they were still there. The floor was torn open, and there were scorch marks as high up as the ceiling, but the dome was still standing, with Pilot and Strong inside it. Untouched.
See? You just gotta have a little faith. Now keep walking.
Steel! Do you see anything?
You mean besides the 10 tons of munitions firing off every second? Nope, it pretty much looks like your dome's got that handled.
They might be good now, P.I., but ain't you risking a lot? Not even bothering with a scan?
Okay, knock it off. How'd you know that? Why do you keep bugging me about my eye?
Wowee, you're paranoid, ain't you? That underground radiation seeping through your skull already? Making you go a little bonkers, huh? Be careful, or you might start seeing things like dragons that ain't real, fire that ain't there.
The hell did you just...
Hang on.
Alessandra, do you see that flickering?
The what?
Keep moving forward, no matter what.
There's no way that's good.
No, P.I. No, I don't think it is.
Mix Pereira, it looks like there's something wrong with the... Whoa!
Ooh boy, and that one almost takes her head. So close.
Mix Pereira.
An illusion. Keep walking. Have faith.
Right in the thigh. Smell that sizzle.
Pilot, the dome's not looking so hot.
Because I looked away to talk to you.
These are a lot of becauses stretched out about as far as they'll go, and it's getting harder and harder to find them.
That's why it's a test. See? And just like that. Rewarded for our efforts.
I'm not sure about that. The intercom, there's no recording from Dark yet.
Ooh,
The hell is that? It's coming out from the floor.
You don't know? Aren't you supposed to be scanning for it?
Yeah, I mean, the hell is that? That's what it is. It's a hell, by which I mean...
Oh, it's just a chain link fence. That's not so bad.
Until it turns its lasers on, then it's... Wow, yeah, that... Yeah, wow, really, that's... Also, your dome is gone.
Really? What setting do you have that eye on, Steel? Obvious threats?
Would you like me to engage sensors for obvious threats? A free trial sample. The laser wall is now moving towards the two targets.
Alessandra, the laser wall is moving towards...
I swear to God, Steel, if you finish that sentence, I'm gonna beat you over the head with that stupid eye.
What else do you want me to do?
How about you stop throwing me scraps and tell me what the hell I'm supposed to do here?
Keep walking, P.I. You gotta visualize. You gotta believe.
Steel!
I didn't know what to do. I could still remember the feeling of the Thea grabbing hold of my muscles and not letting go.
Would you like to perform an electronic scan for incendiaries, explosives, biochemicals, and other traps?
Shut up.
Command not recognized.
I said shut up.
How come you don't shut up? Some of us are trying to enjoy the show.
Steel, a little help out here. The lasers are getting closer.
My assistance cannot be activated without user permissions.
Good, that's definitely how it should be.
Assessment. The room is heavily booby-trapped. Projection. If you do not perform a scan, they will die.
I didn't ask.
They will die, and it will be your fault, and we will never let you forget it.
What the hell?
Juno!
I looked up. The laser wall was accelerating. It would be on top of them in seconds. Even when Juno Steel gets his mess together, he still leaves a trail of bodies behind him, I thought. Even with two lives on the line, he's still just fighting for himself. I said it without thinking.
Thea, activate scan.
Scan complete.
Alessandra, there's an open tile 2 to your left. Go.
Got it.
Hey, let go of me, you...
Come on, pilot.
No!
You know, this might have been worth the 3 days sealed up with you idiots.
You're not going to be safe there for long. Go 2 tiles forward, 1 tile left.
There are laser turrets.
Just trust me, okay? Quickly.
You're going to get us killed. We just had to keep walking. We just had to...
And 1 to the left. Do you know these turrets still
swing and crush your plane on your 6. Duck.
Whoa. Destroyed. Okay, those turrets look completely demolished, so that's good.
Don't get too comfortable.
Caution. High impact plasma cannons detected. Active in 15 seconds.
You've got just over 10 seconds to jump the 3 tiles in front of you, make a break for the other side of the room, and duck on the last tile. It's a straight shot.
Jump? I can't jump wearing these. Do you know how expensive these shoes are?
How the hell did you survive politics, pilot? Hell, how did you survive middle school?
Cannons preparing to fire.
Now, Alessandra.
Just jump it already.
It was a big push and a big jump, almost enough to make it the 3 feet pilot needed to. Almost.
Whining about your stupid shoes.
They don't mean that heel, see? They mean something a little closer to home.
It hurts.
Oh. Wow, yeah, that's pretty bad.
There's no time, Alessandra. The cannons. Run.
Run? How am I supposed to?
It's either run or die, Mayor Pereira, and I'm only letting you do one of those. Now lean on my shoulder and let's move.
Oh, oops. Just a little slower, and maybe we'll get to see a real show.
We're almost there. Duck the last tile, right?
You got it.
Under what?
Honestly, it's probably better if you don't know.
Steel.
Now.
Yeah. You know what? That's the one time I'm gonna agree with you that it's better I didn't know.
See? I know what I'm talking about. Sometimes.
Thanks.
Not often, so I want to take credit when I do, obviously.
Thanks, Steel.
You two want to stop kissing over the damn comms and deactivate this death trap? If I'm not going to get any fun out of this, I'd at least like to keep moving, see?
Agreed. Deactivate this, and then deal with my foot. Now.
Fine.
Let's get moving while the intercom blabs. Nice job, P.I.
Hey, you listen. Nice work. I
probably aren't. Because you probably didn't listen. Nobody does. Why would you? Why would anybody? Talking to a bunch of dead bodies. This is a new low, Marsh. A new low. Unless, I mean, hey, it's possible. You could be there. And if you are, it worked. I got the best. Aaron, you old idiot. I knew it would work. I knew it! It's gonna be amazing. And we're gonna keep it that way because we only let in the ones who deserve it. You can't make everyone happy, Ma. That's why you can never make anyone anything. All right, winner's circle. Come on through. We'll make this last test an easy one then. Home. Welcome to the freedom. Marshall out.
And somehow I knew then that was the last time we were going to hear from Marshall D'Arc. I was less sure than ever what we'd find where the freedom was supposed to be. I was less sure than ever that I cared. I was just tired. Tired of the victims. Tired of people getting duped then dead. I just wanted it to be over. I just wanted it to be over.
Thanks. Hold their leg up. They're bleeding too much for me to clean out the wound.
Got it.
This is all your fault.
How the hell do you figure? She's the only reason you aren't dead, you...
Just let them babble, Juno. Missing that much blood, I'd be surprised if they can even hear you.
The dome would have protected us. D'Arc said the dome would protect us.
Your stupid dome didn't work, Pilot. It fell apart on you. It's broken.
Didn't work? You mean this?
What the hell?
It's on again. But then, why did it shut down on us?
Because we were supposed to just listen. And you had to ask questions. And I should shoot you for that right here and now.
Damn it, you're kidding me. You didn't take their gun.
I saw them drop it. Damn it, that's my gun. They took my gun 3 days ago.
You're damn right I did. Now keep bandaging. Too dizzy to hear you, huh? Counting Pilot Pereira out. You and everyone else. Always. But you know what? I got faith.
Hey, you want to help us handle your boss over here?
Sorry, Big Eyes, but I'm a little busy.
Shut up. I'm trying to talk. She doesn't work for me. Maybe she did. But after this, no. Hell no.
You trying to skip out on the bill, Pereira?
Oh, the bill. I'll pay your stupid bill just to get you away from me. You got nothing but what you got right now, this second, and that's barely anything, pal. I got the whole future. That was always the secret to my success, you know. Numbskulls like O'Flaherty promised they'll bring the future to you. But me, I always knew I'd only ever be able to get it for myself. Just watch me. 1 month and I'll be out of that public dump of a city, and I'll have the whole future. Whatever future I want.
Wait, hang on.
Shut them up.
Not in Hyperion City, but if you're just gonna leave...
Shut up!
Why would you be starting a whole real estate operation now?
I run way too many deals to know what the hell you're talking...
I said shut up! I've had a long couple of days. Hell, I've had a long couple of months. I'm ready to get paid and go home, and we gotta get back and move on with our lives before the Vice Mayor declares you dead. So let's go.
Good idea. I'm not done using you two yet. But as soon as we get to the Freedome... Pew!
And so we kept walking. The final room was big enough for another test, but there wasn't anything there. Not even a real message from Marshall, just this.
Placeholder audio, test, test. Testing rewritable audio. Oh, goddammit, not again!
And that was the last we heard from him. Then we made it outside to the underground again. The dirt and stone, the irradiated, half-melted light fixtures, the tunnel sloped upwards, and in the distance, if I squinted, I thought I could see...
A door.
We're here. Go. Go quickly. Now.
So we kept walking.
You see? This is our grand welcome.
Please, please go away. Go home. This is your last chance.
It's that voice again, from the very beginning.
I'm sorry. I've been trying to get in the audio, but Grandma's system was too complex, and Dad... Doesn't matter. There's nothing here. Please! I've been trying to tell you, there's nothing here! This is the only message she left rewritable. Probably so the Domers could keep subbing out the welcome message over and over again, forever. You've got to know that about Erin Marshall Dark. She wasn't a bad person. She wanted this to last forever. Dad was a good guy, too. Well, I mean... Well, no, he wasn't. But if you heard this every day and you saw what he saw... Just please, don't listen to her. Go back!
My new neighbors, congratulations. After such a long, long journey... Home.
We're almost there. Keep going.
In the Free Dome, we believe in one thing above all else. That if you're going to believe in anything, you have to believe in people. They've made mistakes in the past. They set up planets and cities and a galaxy that can't be fixed. And that is a shame. But people, young and old, all have one thing in common. The present. And you have to believe that, given a chance... People will use today to make a better tomorrow. If you give them a fair chance, an honest chance, people will make a home worth living in. You have to believe that. I believe that. So open the door, neighbors, and welcome home.
You heard, Miss Dark. Open it, and the second you get a look at paradise, you die.
I felt Pilot's pistol pressed against the back of my head. I felt Alessandra hold her breath beside me.
Open it.
Hey, come on now. Don't we get any last words or anything?
I've got some.
Make them quick, then.
Juno, when I saw you before we went down into the stupid subway, I thought you were exactly the same mess of a PI I met months ago. And I was wrong. You were a bigger mess.
Cool. Good to know I get to end this whole life thing on an up note.
And you know what? That felt like a real shame. Because when we first met... You really swept me off my feet. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah, I'm a real heartthrob or whatever. This is seriously how you want to go out?
Steal.
That's enough. Open the door.
And I could only hope I understood what Strong was saying. So I reached forward, pressed a button, and opened the door.
Keep those eyes wide open now. I want to hear what you think of it.
You'll see the road first. Concrete, like old roads on Earth. Trees in the parks, trees out in the desert, can you believe it? And you'll hear music, bells from the schools, and you'll smell the fresh baked breads. Because here we have time for things other than weapons. Here we have time for music, for baking, for art, for life.
Finally, the doors were open enough to see a sliver of light. And then, when Pilot was distracted by whatever was on the other side of that door... That's when I swept them off their feet.
Got him down. Alessandra!
Got their gun. And if you move, I shoot. Got it?
Yeah, whatever. Just try to keep it down, see?
And protecting you from above?
No.
My creation. The invention that makes our liberty possible. The dome. The Free Dome.
No.
That's right, Pilot. The game's up.
No. No, where is it? Where is it?
I followed Pilot's gaze, but I knew what I was going to see before I ever saw it.
This is the Free Dome, neighbors. And then let us give you a great big welcome home. 3, 2, 1.
Come on, ma'am. Put the gun down. I don't want to hurt you or your boss here.
Give me a second.
She said put the gun down, you...
Yeah, hey, and you know what? I might. Just do me a favor and stay quiet a little longer, see? I'm trying to catch the end of the big game.
You don't take a shot in a standoff unless you have to, so we didn't. I kept my gun aimed at the piranha, she kept hers at Strong. A sandstorm was growing in the distance, red and writhing. as the wind began to howl, the intercom coughed to life one last time.
God. I'm sorry. I'm so, so... I promise, if there was ever a way to get this recording in earlier, I would have done it. I tried so hard to warn you, or to deactivate the pod or the tests, but I just had to leave. You don't know what it was like. You don't know what it was like. I don't know how it happened. The underground radiation, maybe, making them see things, or maybe they just wanted to see it. I never met her, but Dad wasn't good before the radiation either. You don't care. Why would you care? It doesn't matter. Not anymore. I wish they'd made it. I wish it was possible. Erin, I think she really thought. But even if she couldn't do it, maybe Dad could. She believed in him so much. And when he realized he couldn't make it work, he just... It was bad. He was... bad. This is the only spot where I could find a foothold in Erin's security protocols. The only spot she wanted rewritable, so we could keep welcoming people forever. So, I'm gonna rewrite it. To make sure this never happens to anyone else, I've added a protocol here to shut everything down. The tests, the messages, the dome sample, everything. This big door is gonna close automatically in 2 minutes, and this whole place is gonna shut down and go away. And it, and its stupid promise, can never hurt anyone again. I hope nobody ever hears this. If I could have anything, it'd be that. But if you are, please go home. Please. Because home's not here. And it never was.
No. It can't be real. It can't be. That's it. It can't be real. A test. Marshall said there would be 3 tests. And this is just the 3rd test, isn't it? The dome is still out there. It has to be out there.
Mix Pereira.
Look, Piranha Face, are you going to give up or what?
Shh. Hold on. And that's the score. All right, yep, I give in. Let's go back now.
You what?
You want him to shoot you? Yeah, wowee. Gosh darn, we sure did lose this one really bad. See? Sounds like it's time to go home.
A test. It's just a... Fine. I'll come. Quietly.
You sure?
Absolutely. Just let me up. I can barely breathe.
I'll make sure she doesn't do anything tricky. Go for it, Steele.
All right, pilot. Lift up your arm so I can check your pop.
Steele!
You idiot! You're letting them get away! Didn't you hear? That door's gonna close in 2 minutes.
I didn't know they had it in them. They looked like they couldn't barely stand up.
Pilot, get back here!
So close! I knew it!
You get back here, you idiot! Didn't you hear, Dark? If this thing seals with you outside it, you're stuck in the desert. And with that sandstorm brewing, nobody's gonna be able to find you until you're half past dead.
Stop trying to stall. Drop your gun, gangster.
Pilot, stop.
Oh, for God's sake, that's enough.
Ah! Alessandra!
I was almost there. They were already injured. I would have grabbed their shoulder in 2 seconds. Then, the laser shot. It came up behind me, winged past my ear. and hit Pilot right in the back. They hit the sand like a sack of bones and rolled slowly to a stop.
Oh, my hand, my hand!
What are you crying about? That was just a stun blast. Shouldn't have done any more than tickled your finger, see? Uh-oh. Looks like I forgot to put it on stun. You ever have one of those days where it just seems like you can't catch a break, Big Eyes?
I couldn't understand anything I was seeing. Pilot sobbing as they bled, the sandstorm growing in the distance. Behind me, the piranha's gun was still smoking. Strong's gun was across the room. It and her hand were sizzling.
How are you complaining about this? You shot off two of my fingers!
Oh, whatever, I'll buy you new ones.
What?
Just stay put for 2 seconds, all right? And that goes double for you, P.I. I better not see you move unless it's towards me.
She stomped in my direction. Her gun wasn't even raised. When Pilot grabbed the end of my pant leg, I almost jumped out of my skin. They were sand-caked, already looked sunburned, eyes wild.
Where is it, P.I.? I know it's out here. Just tell me and I'll give you anything you want, buddy. Anything.
Oh, Pilot.
Don't lie to me. I know it's out here. I've been looking for this for too long. I know it. I believed.
Pilot Pereira was still. Their red blood pouring out onto the red sands of paradise. They'd always had a fire in them, Pilot. They threw everything they could into it. Time and money and people, all in the hopes that it would bring them here. To the Freedome. So maybe it was fitting that when they found out there was nothing here, they threw in the last thing they had. Themselves.
Holy hell, what a day. Look, if anybody asks what happened to them, we leave this little stun blaster mix-up out of it, okay? One of the traps did it, or whatever.
You killed them?
Yeah, sure, this one's on me, fine.
But why? Who are you?
Nobody's special, I like it better that way. Damn it, the door! Hey, I'd really love to have a good long powwow about this underneath the blistering radioactive sun, but we're kinda out of time. So what do you say you and me talk about this back in the tunnel?
She reached out to grab me, but those hands. I thought I had it all figured out. Pilots sabotaging Ramses, kicking people out of their homes. It felt like if I had one more piece, the whole puzzle would make sense. And out here in the Freedome, this was supposed to be where I found it. I thought it would all be worth it. The Proctor, Swift, Pollock, even that stupid cat. I thought they'd all be worth it so long as I took down Pilot Pereira. Now I had, and I still didn't know a goddamn thing. The piranha's claw came closer, but I couldn't let her touch me.
Command received. Amplifying reaction time.
What the?
Error.
That pain again. It came from my eye, but that wasn't where I felt it. It grabbed me everywhere, spreading from my spine like a crack in ice, growing. Growing, ready to shatter. I couldn't move. I couldn't think.
Error.
Now that's more like it. Didn't even have to pull the trigger.
She grabbed my elbow, and even if I couldn't think, I still wouldn't let her touch me. So I did what I've done in place of thinking since I was 3 years old.
My gun! Get off of me! We're gonna roast out here, you moron!
Tell me how you keep doing this!
Doing what?
My eye, every time I try to get to you, my eye! Another bolt through my spine. The piranha pushed me off her and gave me a kick in the ribs for good measure.
Fine! Die with Pereira if you want. I'm not letting some one-eyed idiot kill me.
The Thea Spectrum is now online.
I sat up. The door was almost closed, the piranha was almost there, but she wasn't gonna make it. Through the cracks still open, I saw Alessandra Strong. Cockroach Strong, they called her, because she couldn't be killed, and she wasn't about to be now. It was the right choice. I wish I had the guts to make it.
Juno, you moron! Dying's easy! You have to...
No! No! No, goddammit, no!
The piranha's gun was in the sand just a few feet away.
I started crawling.
You're meat, P.I. I'm gonna rip you to pieces, see?
I shouldn't have risked using the Thea again, but the first time we tangled, the piranha had gotten away from me because I missed the shot. I wasn't gonna miss this time. I wasn't. I braced myself for the pain. The good guys always win, I thought. The good guys always win.
Command received. Activating
aim assist.
Error. You messed with the wrong hitman, P.I. Without that eye, you're nothing, see? Nothing! Oh, give it up. Every goddamn shot you take is a bone I'm gonna break, I swear.
She was close now. She looked about a half a second away from ripping me in two, and I still couldn't hit her. The pulses from my eye were grabbing my arm and pulling it here, pushing it there, and it was going to kill me. This was it. My eye working together with my killer, and I'd never know why. I thought. Then I felt something. Rolling up my spine, into my skull, and then...
The Thea Spectrum is now online. Receiving logged request. Overriding user muscular control. Firing in 3, 2, 1.
Oh, God damn it! God damn it! How did you... Your eyes back on.
Yeah. About that. I think you and I need to have a talk.
But if your eyes working, that means... He turned on me. He really did it. I get him this far, and then he double-crosses me.
Let's start there, for example. Who the hell is he?
Fine. He wants to stick it to me? Why the hell not? I'll stick it to him. Might as well get some fun out of this stupid job.
I already asked you, who is he?
It was that mess with Babbling Brook that got you on his radar, you know. You got in his way. He needed a stooge. It was a match made in hell. And your job at the Fortezza, that was just the interview. That was a fun one. I've never had anybody pay me to hire another hitman. Or to call in a target like that.
Just say his name.
Polaris Park was next. He just wanted a little sabotage we could eventually tie back to Pilot. But when he heard how I did it, he wasn't too happy. Hypocrite. Because then you stomp in there and murder Swift yourself, and he's all, let me give you a hug, and my poor, poor little lady.
No, no, goddammit, stop lying!
After that, he got squeamish, changed tacks, wanted to find some other way to make Pereira look bad. So he thought, what's the only thing so important to Pereira that they'd leave their city on election day for it? All this.
You knew.
Our guy, he's got corporate connections, see? Galactic. Easy for a guy like that to get a dumb treasure map. So he parked you on some roof for a month, then told me to keep Pilot busy until election day, playing treasure hunter. And you got to pretend to be a big hero for 3 days, even though I was always there to protect you. Was it fun? Want to get on the ride again, sweetheart?
Say his name.
We know who we're talking about.
Say it!
How come you want it so bad, P.I., huh? Why don't you say it, and I'll tell you if you're right. You can't do it, can you? Because you're still hoping it's not really him. You know it is, but you're still hoping because you believe in him. That's how he got you, you know? That's how he gets everyone.
Say his goddamn name, or I'll shoot.
So you know what my secret to success is, P.I.? Oh, come on, shoot me like you mean it. You can't beat me like I beat you because I don't believe in anybody but myself, see? I take the freedom away from Pilot and it kills them. I take the old man away from you and you're broken. But me? I only believe in me. And you can never, ever take that from me.
Say his name or I'll kill you.
You say it! It's too late. You've got nothing now, and I've still got the only one anybody can ever rely on, see? And I'd just like to see you take that away from me, P.I. I'd like to see you try!
That earpiece, the one she'd been listening to the big game on, fell out of her ear. I put it in mine.
It's a landslide victory. One more time, folks, if you're just tuning in with us now, Ramses O'Flaherty has taken the election in a complete upset. We're tuning in now to O'Flaherty's victory address live from Hyperion Town Hall.
Now, I know that saying thank you is the cliché at this particular moment, but thank you. But really, they say that helping yourself is sometimes the most difficult thing of all. Sometimes, when we seek to make the world a better place, we so fear being selfish that we refuse to act in our own self-interest. We bow and scrape to those who wish us ill, and call it tolerance, respect, humility. But you, my fellow citizens, you chose to help yourselves. You chose a better future. And by God, you're going to get it. And to think, it was only a few days ago, as I spoke to a friend of mine, that he told me he felt that hope was pointless. Just a lot of flailing for nothing. And on that day, I could not blame him. Because on that day, our mayor was a psychotic. They acted only in the interest of what benefited them. And worse, they couldn't even seem to decide what that was. Incontrovertible evidence has shown that they have attempted to take my life, that they have successfully taken the lives of others to win this election. And yet, come election day, where are they? They care enough to murder, but not enough to show up. They cannot be trusted. The corrupt HCPD who refused to protect me from the Proctor and who assisted Pilot Ferreira in their escape from the Museum of Colonized History cannot be trusted. My young friend was right to doubt. But you, the great people of Hyperion City, you have chosen to doubt no longer.
I was numb, top to bottom. I could hear his voice, see the hope in his sky blue eyes. And even now that I knew the truth, I believed in him. God damn it, I believed in him. Ramses O'Flaherty. The person I'd been chasing all this time, the connection between every eviction and theft and murder, was the man I was working for, and I'd helped him do it.
That young friend I spoke of, he is chasing after Pilot Ferreira now. It's true. The killer who took your families, the monster who took your homes. In just a few days, the bravest young person in Hyperion City will return with them in tow. And though his acts will be heroic, we cannot let him stand alone.
I looked at the huge gate of the Free Dome, at the big broken promise of it. I looked at the slumped body of Pilot Pereira. I looked at the piranha who I killed. And then I looked at the desert. The growing storm. The lonely wastes. It was quiet out there. No politicians. No people. No promises. I took the piranha's radio out of my ear and dropped it.
We need people like him. We need people who will not tolerate evil, will not tolerate corruption, will risk their own lives to stomp it out. We need people to build a new city, a better city, a city of the future.
For a second, I could still see the radio. An ash-colored dot in the red, red sand. A desert wind blew by and a light dust began to cover it, and I knew soon it would be buried. With Pilot, with the piranha. Gone. Forever. It didn't sound so bad, I thought. So I turned to the wide open Martian desert. Those endless, swirling sands. And I started walking.
It's the sunrise of a new day, my friend. So grab your tools. Join me. Together, we build our new home. Together, we will make the city of the future.
If you've enjoyed this tale, please consider donating to The Penumbra on Patreon. Our artists work tirelessly to bring you these stories, and if you have the means, we hope you will support our efforts. Every dollar helps. You can find that page at patreon.com/thepenumbrapodcast. If you support us on Patreon at the $10 level or higher, you will receive access to commentary tracks like this one from actors Joshua Elon, Kat Buckingham, and Simon Moody, and co-creator Sophie Kane.
All right, so I expect it to happen eventually.
Not anytime soon.
Well, when we first read through the episode, like, I got fully, like, hoodwinked, to use a turn of phrase, by that twist at the end. Like, oh, shoot. Like, here he is, Mr. Big Dreams, and here to do good. And, like, no, don't you do me like that. You're gonna do... Oh, there he is.
Did.
Yep.
You can also support The Penumbra by liking us on Facebook, following us on Twitter at The Penumbra Pod, following us on Tumblr at The Penumbra Podcast, telling your friends about us, telling your friends to tell their friends about us, and especially by rating and reviewing our podcast on iTunes. Every rating, comment, and kind word spreads our stories further and inspires us to keep creating more and better tales to come. We would like to give special thanks to all who support us on Patreon, but especially to Vron, Charlie Spiegel, Menchowski, Jamie Gunter, and the Princess and the Scrivener for their incredibly generous contributions per episode. Thank you. This tale, Juno Steele in the Promised Land, was told by the following people. Joshua Elon as Juno Steele, Kat Buckingham as Alessandra Strong, Simon Moody as Mayor Pilot Pereira, Sophie Kaner as the Piranha, Kiki Samko as Sarah Steele, and Matthew Zanzinger as Ramses O'Flaherty. This tale also featured Lauren Shippen of The Bright Sessions as Aaron Marshall D'Arc, Zach Valenti of Wolf 359 as Marshall Aaron D'Arc, and Rich Wentworth of Hadron Gospel Hour as the last of the D'Arcs. On staff at The Penumbra, Kevin Vibert is our lead writer and recording engineer. Sophie Kaner is our director and sound designer. Graham Turner is our script editor. Noah Symes is our production manager. Alice Chung is our designer and financial manager. Kat Buckingham is our publicity director. Original music by Ryan Vibert. Promotional art by Michaela Buckley. The Penumbra is created and produced by Sophie Kaner and Kevin Vibert. I'm afraid this is the end of the line for today, dear traveler. We hope you will ride with the Penumbra again soon.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.